Linda C. Brown, the photo album. The photos defected one night, gathered in disarray as if they decided to seek asylum elsewhere. A 50th anniversary celebration clings to a photo of a first child learning to ride her bicycle. The photo of a son's bar mitzvah melds into the wedding of someone's cousin. Mother lives in a world of Alzheimer's, where before doesn't precede after. She lovingly worked on the album organizing our history into linear sequential, but there is no linear, no sequential, only disorder, the kind that defies an underlying principle. In frustration, I reach for a jumble of photos laying sepia strangers next to Aunt Diane, squinting into the sun, separating mother as a child from one of her on a cruise with dad. My daughter says Grandma has it right. The photo album is perfect just the way it is. We remember by association, memory flashes, recognizing, decoding, storing. Here, she says, when I see you dancing at your wedding, I want to remember the girl you were. She holds up two photos. In one, I am staring into the face of a man who has become a stranger. In the other, a snaggle-toothed ballerina. Still, I want order. The proper sequence will tell the right story. But when I impose order on all the stories, they end at the grave. Finally, we turn the photos face down, letting the universe make the combinations. Somehow it seems right the way they land. My grandparents get to meet my children. Mother becomes younger and brighter. On the final page, we are all there to welcome my father home from war.